our skills-based approach to pregnancy and childbirth. It's really unique among all of the systems out there, largely because it just deals with all pregnancies and every birth, whether it's a labor and a vaginal birth, a labor and an emergency cesarean, or a non-laboring cesarean. This resource developed in the 1970s, and families got pregnant to have babies, not to have one type of birth or another. So birth is always an activity that we can do, so it's always best to bring skills to that birth. But to bring skills to that birth means that you have to have learned skills on your own, and then practiced them, and then applied the skills. And you apply the skills because you make that decision as parents to apply them, not because of the type of birth that you have. So since the 1970s, there's definitely been a change in the approach to childbirth, which really says you should just choose what kind of birth you have, and that birth is such an intuitive thing that you really don't need to do anything but just see what happens on the day. Birthing Better with the Pinkett Method doesn't take that approach. The approach we take is really you need to be skilled. So one of the skills that we're going to talk about today is about the internal work. Now, there are people out there that just go, oh, yuck, what are you talking about? Well, remember, these skills came from families. They didn't come from professionals. They came from us, women and men, who wanted to make certain we had the skills to work with our baby's efforts to be born, but we wanted to do everything we could in our power to make that process easier for the baby. And preparing it, the birth canal is really one of the things that we have to do. Now, there are a lot of things going on down there. We pee from down there. We poo from down there. We have smells down there. We have vaginal infections. We have bladder infections. We have diarrhea and constipations. We have our menstrual periods down there, and we have sex down there. My God, so many things. And we give birth from our baby down there. But all those things are slightly different. So we don't want to confuse one thing with the other. Some people will say, well, I've been sexually abused. I have a lot of issues with down there. Well, you may have lots of issues with down there, but every time you go pee, you don't have that issue come up. So you want to make certain that this issue doesn't come up when you think about giving birth to your baby, because giving birth to your baby has absolutely nothing to do with an unpleasant sexual experience. So you have to separate the things that happen down there, because it's down there, but different things happen. So why do you want to prepare the inside of your baby's birth passages? Well, it's very simple. You can feel it right now. Tighten up down there. Okay. So if you tighten up down there and something the size of a grapefruit is trying to get through that tension, are you hindering it or are you helping it? Well, obviously you're hindering it. And tensing up down there is not so unknown. In other words, if we are walking, we have tension in those muscles because they're our weight-bearing muscles. If we don't like something, we can tense up down there. We can just have muscles and soft tissue in the inside of our vagina that, by the nature of our structure, is tense. And when we have something coming out the size of a grapefruit, then all of that tissue has to be soft and pliable and mobile. Now, men, we think, oh, well, they'll never understand this, but they do. If you say to them, if that size of a grapefruit was coming down through the hole in your penis, what do you think? Would you prepare it? And men, of course, would say yes. Just women are a little bit more hidden. But men are inside you. Some women wear tampons and have to fish them out. Some women use cervical caps or still use diaphragms. So we have more experience down there than we're willing to admit. You know, you're not going to do the internal work in the middle of your town square in public. You're going to do it in the privacy of your own home. And it's best learned about 32 weeks in pregnancy. But if you're 38 or 39 weeks now, anything that you do that learns about the inside of your baby's birth passage will help you not have tension in that area. And that's really vitally important. Now, how is this different than perineal massage? Perineal massage is really just stretching the tissue between the vagina and the front of the rectum. And that's really not the tissue that's the most important. There is that ring, and that's what's called the ring of fire. And that's prepared as well, because that is a very unique, thin piece of tissue. But the reality is it's the deep muscles that control your tailbone, and the muscles that control the space between your sit bone, and the muscles on each side of your rectum, and the muscles that help you if you tighten your bum muscles. So all of those you can feel. If you bring the two bones you sit on together, those tighten some. If you tighten up the back of your rectum, that tightens some. If you bring your bum muscles together, that tightens others. So you want to know how to soften and relax all of those muscles. Now, Pinkett families are they're not a significant group in the population. Birthing Better with the Pinkett Method is not as well known because it's not in bookstores and we don't have teachers around the world. And the reason we don't have teachers is that we can train some teachers, but if you live in a small town away from that major city, then you won't have access to the information. So we made a decision as a charitable trust to get this out by getting a resource out that you self-learn. And it's not rocket science. You get a multimedia kit with a DVD that helps you prepare your pregnant body to become a birthing body. You get the internal work on a audio CD. You get another audio CD which takes you through the birthing contractions and how to use all of your skills during those five phases of each contraction. And you get a CD with 40 modules on it that are like chapters, except you can read which ones you want. And they're all skills-based. Everything is skills-based. It's skills, 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 skills. If you want information, go to other sources. But if you want skills to be able to do this activity of giving birth, no matter how you give birth. Now, we have women and men who are going to have non-laboring cesareans who still do the internal work. Now, you think, well, why bother? Well, they bother because they got pregnant to have a baby, and they want to experience everything they can about what it's like to be a pregnant woman. And remember, it's your mind that knows you're going to have a cesarean. Your body's still preparing for labor and a vaginal birth. So you want to prepare your pregnant body just because it's enjoyable, and that's what you do as a parent, and that's what you do in your relationship to your unborn baby who is going to be born through this activity, which means you can always work with your baby's efforts to be born. So Pinkett families will tell you the one thing that they should have done more of is the internal work. And not only that, but they tell you that the absolutely most important skill is having prepared the inside of your baby's birth passage. And why is that? Because if you tighten up down in your rectum, or if you just have any tension between your pubic bone in the front and your sacrum, that triangle at the end of your spine in the back, or between your hips, that can stop the dilation of your cervix, and that can stop your baby moving down through an open cervix and moving down through the pelvis into the baby's birth canal. So you really want to get familiar with how to soften and relax all the muscles, and particularly the muscles that run from your tailbone to the bones you sit on. You can feel them now if you just sort of push out behind your rectum. Those are the muscles we're talking about. They're called the Minnie Mouse muscles. And when you tighten them up, then that can stop your baby moving down into the top of its birth canal, and then rounding the corner, and then opening up your vagina. So come to www.birthingbetter.com and purchase the Pinkett package, and get stuck in, so to speak. And by the way, 80% of fathers will help. They change profoundly when they change from just being a lover to being a father who is preparing your pregnant body to let his baby out. This is a huge change for men. So invite them and encourage them and work together, because his knowledge will help you.